Well, not too long ago, I was at 2 o'clock in the morning, which is very late at night. I was recording in my voice a series of dialogues that I and my colleagues in Rux have written. The dialogues which are about the idea of listening and understanding, hearing and understanding, and how one creates alibis for not paying attention to things, when I read them out and when I sort of performed them at 3 in the morning in my house, because it was very late at night, it could be very quiet. Now, we didn't want to record street sounds and so on, but it was very interesting to be aware of how quiet a city can get and to read those kind of things. And when I was attending the last, you know, yesterday evening and this morning, you feel a lot of people have come here from all over the world, and you have to really be attentive. The idea of, are you listening? Are you really listening? Are you understanding what people are trying to say? Sometimes there's a subtext to what they're saying, which they're not actually saying in words at all. You have to try and decipher it from their history, their specificity, their location, which may not be enunciated in words at all. And sometimes you have to listen beyond the words. Sometimes the words are actually a distraction from what they're really trying to say. And I think this kind of context, a conference like this, in fact, it's called Incommunicado, of course, there's a slightly ironic touch to this, but I mean, the entire project of any event like this is being attentive to each other. I don't know how much it's possible. There are always problems in articulation and listening, which have little to do with the best of intentions. But it connects to that, my sort of 3 o'clock in the morning recording dialogues experience. Well, at Sarai, I collaborate with, I'm part of a team, leading a team of, there are the four other women and me. This is a collective which is called the Broadsheet Collective in Sarai. We've begun from a few months ago to take out a bi-monthly, well, we try and make it once in 2 months, broadsheet. It's called Sarai TXT. It's actually one very large sheet of paper which is folded in a certain form, and then when you open it in different points, you can get different things, and so part of it is a poster, part of it is text, and so on. The theme of the last one was transmission, and there's a line here which is from that, which is, these trails are lines of transmission. They could be the pre-configured circuits on which transmission rides, or rewired circuits as that which is transmitted seeks and finds new shapes, carriers, loops in its path. And they're also eddies of acts performed and journeys undertaken when that which is being transmitted spills over its destined routes for Americans. And I think it's been an interesting experience working in the broadsheet, because the idea behind the broadsheet is to make public, render public, research and conversations that happen in the very large ambit of a space and project like Sarai. So besides the 30 people, odd people who work directly at Sarai, there's the Sabha Mohalla project, which is 200 people, the independent fellowships, which are again, and then there's so many discussion lists. And the idea is to take the sort of, in that sense, the conference, what it's trying to do is to sort of think about technology, communicative practices, cultural practices, and how they can all sort of speak to each other. And this is, again, I mean, this broadsheet, in a sense, is a similar kind of endeavor. It's trying to speak to younger people, mostly in the university, so it's kind of more designed than, say, the Sarai Reader is, which is quite straightforward. And you're taking from different kinds of media, especially, like LISCs and other such like more ephemeral technologies, which you have to read on screen, and making them into, not just plainly rendering them, but interpretively rendering them onto paper, which, like I was saying earlier this morning, how does one contextualize media practices? So it's also taking some material from one context, reinterpreting it, making it available in another, and in a different media. And that's been an interesting project, and it's an ongoing one. So the next one is going to be coming out in August. I think a lot has to do with the fact that the set of concerns, whether it's local or international, doesn't change. It's not like one has, you know, one is interested in X because it's at home and Y because it's international. I think the core concerns are fundamentally the same set of curiosities. if Sarai is saying, let's look at, or if we are saying, certain different people at different points are saying, let's look at the politics of technology, whether it's in how it's used in, you know, in Sabarmahatha in one way, or whether it's used in you know, the Venice Biennial on the other, in terms of our practice and our interacting with other people, that doesn't in that sense change. So I think these collaborations are different forms in that sense, that they have different languages, not just linguistic, but, you know, aesthetic or formal. But it's only in this, and it's sometimes very interesting because what seems deeper in one context is perhaps not so sharp in others. But it is also interesting how much doesn't actually change in spite of where you are. To be honest, my sort of, what I would really like is if, hope is that, I think that, you know, the world is a very complex place, and the idea of listening and hearing incommunicado, we've talked about all of this. But I think what often happens is that the way the world is looked upon, no matter, like, and I'm saying good intentions sometimes can't stop it, is that the vision of the world is very mapped. And then it's very difficult to break that. The South and the North divide, for example, is a binary, which is useful, which has had its moment because it explicates a certain point of reference. But if we sustain doing only that, we will not really realize that there's a lot more in common and a lot less in common, for, which has little to do with space, which has to do with, like I was saying, curiosities, for example, or other, what is it that you seek to do? And that is, I think, what I would, I don't know if it's entirely going to work out, because I think that a number of people feel the need to restate something because of the fear it might be forgotten, which is not an unreal fear. Sometimes it is forgotten. And sometimes people say things from another perspective because they think, well, there's guilt and there's... You know. So we know why the parameters are the way they are. But if I was to hope for something, that is what I would hope for, that we will be able to actually speak to what we want to do together and want to reflect upon together, not only in terms of the binary of geography. I think my problem with developmentalism is perhaps the kind of telos built into that. There's a sort of imagination that there will be a point A which has to lead to point X or Z. And it is this sort of linear narrative that at this point you will be at a higher point, which is extremely problematic. I mean, it doesn't have any relationship with reality, with the kind of multivalent realities that we inhabit at any point. I mean, even while living here, you live in different times and in different cultures. You don't have to go anywhere else to figure that one out. And I think that this notion of development, which parameters are we taking? But it doesn't matter which ones you take, you'll always get caught in the bind that there is no end. There can be no end. I mean, it's always a process. And the question is to be aware of the complexity of life even. I mean, if you have less of something, do you have more of something else? I don't want to do this in a kind of, you know, utopic, everything is fine. I don't mean that. What I mean is that we have to understand that it's not a telos, that each thing has to be negotiated for the big deal that it is, but it's not bigger than that. I don't know if I'm really making sense, but I think you're getting an idea.